tuning in to the online broadcast network, AfterBuzz TV. Over 20 million weekly downloads from over 200 countries and your number one source in after-show entertainment. AfterBuzz TV, the destination for TV superfans, producing aftershows for over 300 of your favorite TV shows, interviewing celebrities and showrunners, and bringing you behind-the-scenes exclusives. All thanks to E! Entertainment's Maria Menounos, producer Kevin Undergaro, and internet leader Akamai. Now, let the buzz begin!
Hey everybody, we're back! It's the Fosters After Show on AfterBuzz TV. It's us! Hey! This was an emotional episode with lots to do. Okay, we're talking about someone's little sister, the summer finale. I'm Jeffrey Masters. Let's do some intros.
Hi guys, Jillian Leff.
Hey, I'm Stephanie Georgie.
And hey, this was the episode where Bradley got back together.
Yay! Riding that ship all season, guys.
Everyone's happy about it.
I've clearly not been riding that ship, but I always said it's going to be okay if Robert Quinn adopts her, because then they won't be living together.
And because Brandon and Callie could be together.
Right. Mm-hmm.
I've given up. Stephanie, I've given up so much already.
Okay, list it out, Callie. List it out.
That was me and Jillie were making out for all of you.
How was it?
It was pretty good.
Good chin?
I didn't try it.
Okay, back to it. Everyone's happy. Twitterverse, yes. I hear like applause.
Well, let's
right?
see. Well, I'll check it out. Let's recap. I'll
hit me with it.
I'll let everyone know.
So what's happened?
I'm on my knees right now. Hold on.
God darn it. Okay. This is going really well.
I'm sorry, guys. My chair keeps falling down, but I want you to see my face.
All right, so right before Bradley kiss happens, we found out that Sophia tore up the paperwork. She's drama,
and she's just not thinking. Like, what a weird little girl.
Also, I feel bad because I really wanted to like talk trash about her all this episode, but then the final scene with her.
Oh my god! Well, clearly we all called that she was kind of a troubled soul.
Right.
We thought possibly a cutter.
Yeah,
a cutter.
We saw some signs because we noticed that she was only wearing long sleeves or jackets, so we were thinking maybe something's up.
She wore a dress tonight.
She did. And she also had a sleeveless top on when they were sleeping. Yeah. So that wasn't the case. But we find out at the end that she goes into a bathroom and we don't know what's happening. We don't know if she's thinking about taking her life. Is she going to take pills? Is she going to cut herself?
I hope that she doesn't die. Because what if they do that so that she's not on the show anymore?
Oh,
but here's the thing. The worst thing would be is that the last thing Callie said to her was that she was a spoiled brat.
Yeah.
I don't think she'd die. I don't know. I just don't think they'd do that. I have no reason to back that up.
Or then she'd be sent to a psychiatric hospital.
I think they should do that. Yay. I think she's clearly like going to pull a Carrie with like the bucket of blood over like Callie's head if they move in together.
Lies.
I don't know. Maybe her own blood. I don't know. She just creeps me out. I hate their scenes.
It's hard because she's doing a great job, Bailey Madison.
Yeah.
You know, she's riding the line and sort of letting us figure out all season that there is something dark in her.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And, you know, she gives that away with the little verbal jabs, and her mom, Jill, usually reels her in.
Right.
So clearly this is nothing new, but how sad is that? I was like, this episode, man. So many tears. I'm like a little depressed now. I feel like we need to come out of this. I'm sorry. I feel like, okay, Sophia, to be continued.
TBD. It's also like the classic character who's like so bright and so happy and chipper because she's like covering that like dark side of herself up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't think it's the end of Bailey Madison.
I don't think it is either.
As Sophia. What do you think, Stephanie?
I don't know. Maybe. Well, I'm just wondering because... Well, it doesn't matter. Anyways, I'm happy that I think it might be the end of her, but I'm not sure.
I don't know what she needs, though. Just like attention? Like what would satisfy her?
Like, I don't know. Maybe she's just like being the only child, she hated it. Or
did she just have like no friends? Cause like she's obsessed with Callie, but like pre even finding out about Callie, I wonder like what did you like to do?
Horses.
During the day?
Right.
Horses.
Well, and here's the thing though. Yeah. When you were growing up, all the girls who liked horses, were they not the weirdos?
She's a horse. girl.
They were the, you know, like my this one girl, she used to always have sweaters on her or horses on her sweater, and we'd always be like, oh my god.
That's a Ralph Lauren, that's a logo.
Oh no my gosh. It's a polo pony. Chill
no,
out.
Yeah, like those, you know, the horses with the side profile on the sweater. Oh, that's what she wants.
I have one now in my closet. I just bought it at Forever 21. Call me a weirdo.
Oh well.
Call it.
I don't know. You're she could have been those like lone those girls who were I don't know. We'll see.
All right.
I still, but I'm really happy that Robert, he got teary-eyed. He told her he loved her. Like, yeah. That's incredible.
I mean, do we think that he's going to fight for her?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Done. So. Absolutely. Yes. Of course.
I mean,
in fact, we know that. We just have to figure out how it's going to go down. Well, what really the question is, if he's just going to allow Callie to stay with them. But remember, I told you, I said this before, that what if Robert is like, no, because you're not 18, you're going to stay with us, and plays the father role.
But he's been the most like selfless person the whole time, and that's the most like selfish thing to do, is to be like, I know you want to stay with this family and your brother, but we want you more, and we'll give you a good home. And like, I mean, is it even his job to say like what knows best? Is it her job? Who knows?
It's so
well,
hard.
No, because she could still say that you don't, because at the end of the day, he doesn't know.
Right.
I don't know.
I mean, in the pros of 10 Things I Hate About You, you don't know what you want, and you're not going to know what you want until you are too old to get it.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah.
Poetry.
Yeah, poetry.
I don't... That moment when Callie gave the speech, talking, and she said that Robert Crumb was her father and stuff, honestly, I really didn't cry all season, and that...
I didn't. I wasn't even... I cried for everything else in that episode, and I looked, and Jillian's like...
I was like,
that one got me.
Just like, I don't know, his face and just, I guess, if we can put ourselves there for a second and think about something that we've really wanted and,
right.
and we've really worked so hard for, and that thing just hasn't happened or doesn't want to happen. It just brought me back to a place sort of outside of the show, taking mm-hmm. it out of like the father-daughter relationship and just sort of relating it back to life. And I just lost it.
Yeah.
I was like, oh.
I mean, I was really excited. And I loved Jill's and Robert's reaction to that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you could see that Jill... Well, I asked both Jeffrey and Jillian if they thought that Jillian or Jill... Oh, I forgot that both
Jill.
Of you. Okay.
Yeah.
If she was mad or not. But I guess now that she was like, no, she was happy. She was. She was, like, happy for her husband because
yeah.
she saw what that was doing to her husband. And then finally, Callie acknowledged him.
Also, Jill's never been, like, a mean character in my mind.
Never was. She was yeah. just, we couldn't figure it out. She was hard to read.
She's, yeah, hard to read, but also, like, she was, like, trying to assess a situation, mm-hmm. which obviously, like, I will, like, give her that.
Yeah.
This girl shows up saying, you're my dad.
Right.
Ish.
Which, honestly, like, what an
you're
awesome
gonna
wife.
Be, like, you're gonna tiptoe to her.
I guess the best way that we can describe her is she was sort of, like, the conversation police. Mm-hmm. She was the one that stopped everything from going on too far. Every time it sort of took a weird turn, she was always there to reel
everything
Robert
back in
or, you know, yeah. Sophia back in.
Make it into, like, an even keel, like she just balanced yeah. up everyone.
I just, I can't help but think that if Sophia really does hurt herself, it's sort of the last thing that Callie needs.
It is.
Right now. Is it not? Like, she has yeah. has the girl been through a... Like, oh my gosh.
I know. It was interesting seeing, like, the switch turn when, like, Hurricane Callie came out, being like, you'll never love me, you're not my sister, you're a spoiled brat. It was
because
like,
it
oh,
got,
she did
she
realize
did
this
every,
thing.
She, because they, what, I don't know what the saying is, like, you know, they gave her a new one, or they...
What?
They turned a new... my colloquialisms are horrible, I'm so sorry.
A new page, they flipped the book? New
yeah,
chapter?
I don't know, but they gave her a new
Flip
one.
The switch.
And
I don't know.
After everything was okay and she, you know, accepted them, that they could have left off in a very good relationship, mm-hmm. having her being adopted by the Fosters. Nothing would have really changed.
That's the thing.
She finally was okay, and then it's like, really? Again? Again?
Yeah. That's the thing also that I want Robert Quinn to realize, that if she is adopted by the Fosters, they'll still have a great relationship. They can see each other, like, even weekly, bi-weekly, doesn't matter.
Mm-hmm. Ah, man, I knew it. I knew it, though. He's like, I can't sign him again. He saw her, and that was that. It's the daughter of the love of his life.
Yeah.
How do you let something like that go? Because at the end of the day, it's not just the fact that it's his daughter. It's the one thing that he has from the woman that he lost.
Yeah. But one thing he could do for Callie, do a fundraiser for Girls United. Mm-hmm. That turned out very nicely.
It did.
We got to see a lot more of the house, which is lovely.
Right, I know. I'm like, where is that house?
I know. I love the juxtaposition, too, of, like, the piano with the frames perfectly aligned on it, like, mm-hmm. in silver. And then we got to see some great shots of, like, the kitchen empty this time, which, yeah. like, so you saw this, like, beautiful wooden table at the Foster's house. The, like, green oven and the green appliances and, like, the subway tiled walls. I was like, oh, well, I'm into this. Yeah. I'm moving
the
in, baby.
The interior designer in you, yeah. Jeffrey.
But no, I've not. I don't see that at all.
Oh.
Yeah, the fundraiser was nice.
It was. It was good. It was not. I thought that Rita was going to say more. I was surprised she didn't say more.
You know, we.
What I thought they were going to say something that like made us feel for the girls. They didn't. It didn't.
I think it sort of flipped. There was probably a lot more to it. I mean, maybe the girls went right. up and spoke individually, but mm-hmm. I think that a lot of it changed when Callie walked out. But we did see Rita, since we're talking about her in the beginning, back to her emotional eating yep. that she talked about when they were all talking about their problems mm-hmm. at Girls United.
Pizzas, bags of chips.
Right? She's in a bad place. Like, thank God for Callie for mm-hmm. mustering up this courage to ask Robert to sort of throw this fundraiser.
Yeah. And to say, she's like, well, what do you think? And she's like, I'd say this is unacceptable.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was nuts. I was like, oh.
Yeah. Oops. And I loved Rosie, too, sitting, like, in the Quinn house in her, like, comfy Navajo sweater surrounded by the mom and her, like, cute little black dress.
Mm-hmm. That was so pretty.
Who's the designers on these shows?
I know.
Applause, applause, applause. Applause, applause, by applause. Lady Gaga. Yeah. Rosie also, and then she's, like, back to her glory days in, like, beautiful, like, blue sweater at the end. Mm-hmm. We're talking about everybody's outfit. Don't worry.
We're okay, breaking
we're
it down.
That now.
We're talking about fashion too, not just the show.
Lucky you. Also, the band is actually great.
Yeah, the band is really
playing
good.
At the fundraiser.
I mm-hmm. was going to bring this up, but I'm going to bring it up now. If you guys follow me on Twitter, you saw today that I tweeted that the band has an EP out on iTunes. So it's mostly Ashley who plays Lou. Mm-hmm. It's mostly her singing. But Brandon and her outlaw duet is on there.
Nice.
Oh, good.
And I made sure to listen to it as I was typing away at work today, and it's wonderful. And I will download it. I think it's available. And they played a couple of songs that I never heard tonight, which was awesome. And yeah, I thought the band was great.
Yeah, I just love that addition to the show.
Oh, ditto.
It's like such a cool part of
it. It's like after Lou and Brandon.
It's not a corny band. They're pretty good.
Yeah, but it's like after Lou and Brandon made out, everything was right.
And why don't we go ahead and talk about that?
Wait, I'm sorry. Did they actually make out, or was the kiss blocked at the festival?
No. They made out.
Oh, no. They made out in this episode. Remember?
Remember, when I was Brandon, like, damn, Brandon, when he looked super sexy and he grabbed her by the arm, and then it was right before she was about to walk out because she got mad about the supernova?
Oh, my God. You're exactly right.
She was yeah. like, did Matt tell you that the other guys were cokeheads and
oh
something,
my God,
something?
I blacked and then that out. I forgot.
And then he tries, because secretly you're a Team Bradley. Don't worry.
I'm not.
You are.
How dare you?
Yes. No. So Brandon looked so awesomely attractive there, but it just goes to show you, like, damn, man. Callie and Brandon got some love, because he just finally, first of all, they were singing to each other the whole time, giving mm-hmm. each other googly eyes during the performance. And then he sees Callie hurt and Callie somewhere else. And then Callie just had to give him that one look.
Doesn't matter.
And he kissed love. Her and he kissed her so much more passionately than he did. Yeah. Because that's why you forgot the kiss. Because there was nothing there.
Also, Lou's going to be mad that it's like the one girl he asked about. Is it Callie?
It always yeah. is. It always is. Because women's intuition is women's intuition. We know. Mm-hmm. Everything.
In the pit of our guts. Everything. Always.
Everything. Okay, one thing that we have to mention, of course, is the talk that Rosie gave Callie. Mm-hmm. Why would you want to give this life up?
Right.
I feel like it's kind of like, I mean, obviously the fans don't want her to stay there, so it's like not acceptable, that talk. Right. But if anybody could say those things, it was
Rita.
Rosie O'Donnell.
Absolutely.
Well, I think that what she was trying to say is that you can have the best of both worlds.
Yeah.
You can still be adopted by the Fosters, but you can still not shut out Robert and have a relationship with him, because clearly he loves you and cares about you and has wanted this ever since he found out about you. Mm-hmm. And I knew that it was going to take her, to Rosie's character, to sort of get Callie to come out and yeah. say the things that she said.
Oh, wait, I'm sorry. So you think that Rosie was not saying leave the Fosters?
Oh, no. She said you can have the best of both worlds.
Because Callie was essentially kind of saying that, well, no, we're good to go and I'm going to be adopted and I won't have to really deal with them anymore.
Oh, yeah.
And she was like, well, what do you mean? And because she said that she didn't want anything, like after she didn't have to sign the liability paper, mm-hmm. she's like, no, I don't need anything from him.
Oh, so, but because Callie's extreme, she took that to mean maybe I should like live this life.
Right.
Oh, see, maybe I was just like processing it as Callie being like, oh, Roxy, Rosie, Rita, got it.
A lot of R's.
Rita wants her to move into this like life because of this like socioeconomic status. How could she turn down?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no, she, Rita has heart.
I mean, Rita, here's the thing though. What we all have to remember is that Rita sees that Callie was taken in from this foster family. But what we all forget is that it has not even been a year yet.
Mm-hmm.
The course of these two seasons hasn't even been a year yet. I know a lot has happened, but they're about to just make that year, right? Because they're continuing to say that this wasn't that just like a couple of months ago? So technically it's been about 8, 9, maybe 10 months during their whole entire thing.
I think that they referenced a 6 month point.
Exactly.
During the process of all of these things, I'm pretty sure in this second season they referenced, oh, it's been 6 months.
Exactly.
So the time isn't moving as fast as we thought.
But that's the thing. So really, why not? You know, I mean, I get that she's younger and that they've already gone through a lot with the Fosters and that can't break anything. But at the end of the day.
Right. That's a great point. So going back to the timeline, this was like the beginning of school, right? Because the new principal is there.
Mm-hmm.
Was this was like the beginning of the school year or no?
You know, I can't remember.
But because if it is, then that just means that Callie joined them in the middle of the year.
Oh, wait, no, they've been in school the whole time because with the sports teams.
Mm-hmm. You're right. Yeah.
And I think, idea.
Yeah. So, yeah.
It's okay.
We know that you'll all tell us.
Yeah.
No.
Let us know about the timeline.
Right. You guys always make sure to check.
I have my phone in front of me. It's jumping. Yeah, let me know. Tweet me at Jillian Love.
You know what though? It doesn't bother me that this timeline hasn't been like thrown in our face. A lot of times with like people, it's like, and this is summer in life. This is
like,
summer in the show.
Sense. Yeah, right.
But and when they're like loose with the timeline, they can stretch things mm-hmm. a little more.
I think the writers also know that they need to keep these kids in high school.
Well, that's the thing about every great high school show, be it Dawson's Creek with Kerr Smith. Thank you. Or the OC, like every Gossip Girl, every huge high school show, they have to grow up at one point and it always falls apart.
Right.
Yeah.
So thankfully they have lots of young children.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Maybe some people can flunk Jesus.
Although I did like Jesus's episode. I did.
Oh, my baby.
I know. We got to talk about it.
Okay.
Anna.
Okay.
That was going to be hard. I loved that at least they were able to see her. Mm-hmm. Not as a crackhead.
Right.
I'm very surprised of Mariana's reaction because Mariana was the one that was weak for her before. Mm-hmm. But now she's growing up and just realizing. Well, do you think that that was fair, that she acted the way that she did?
I think that it was very characteristically Mariana.
And especially for a 15-ish year old, yeah.
Yeah, so do I. Do you think that it's like, oh, well, you should just give her a chance because, I don't know. Maybe she doesn't have to. I don't think that's...
I don't know. I mean,
I feel bad that Jesus... Like, that was nuts that Anna brought up. This is what made me sad and feel bad for Jesus, was that she brought up... she referenced them together.
Right.
Yeah.
Because the fact that she even remembered how they were as kids made it more real. Because she's like, you always did that when you were younger, too. That killed me. This is... Oh, my baby was crying.
Jake was crying. Wait, you actually told us something really great off camera. Can you tell us about the tweet?
Oh, you guys all saw this. So last week, when Chris Downey was here, he was talking about how he did the wedding video. So I went home and I watched the video. Bradley did fantastic. So I tweeted them and I was like, Chris, Bradley, I saw it. Bradley, you did absolutely wonderful. And Bradley thanked me and said for that he was going to give Jake T. Austin a huge hug for me, which I don't know where he got that from. That's so weird.
They finally noticed. Destiny awaits.
I know. For all like the supporters who were excited for me, thanks, y'all.
First step, hugging Bradley. Second step, kissing
you. So there's a possibility that he might know who I am, low-key.
Wait, I
still
can't.
Still so embarrassed.
I've never been more proud of you. I'm so happy for you.
Tell me we wouldn't be a cute couple in real life.
Your Latino parents would be very happy.
So cute.
All right. So spicy. So speaking of Hazers, I thought it was very interesting that Mariana too was like, he's like, what do you want from me? Because she found out about the tattoo. Ooh,
I'm so mad at him for that tattoo.
That's going to be some D in season 2B on a Ryan Dress episode.
I like the blackmail though. That was
That's a very personal blackmail though.
Yeah,
that was. Well, she just didn't want to be
ruthless. She's ruthless.
Oh my God, I know. Yeah, it was just interesting to see like that was Jesus' nature too, when that hasn't been any part of him now. Mm-hmm. It was good to see like a caring side of him.
Right. Yeah. But I loved it because even the way he hugged Anna, like the only, remember how excited I was when I saw him give Steph a kiss when he like took care of her at the hospital?
Yeah.
But the way he really embraced Anna at that point, like, I know this is really weird, but I love it when someone will give you a hug and like they kind of grab the back of your head. Mm-hmm. Like he did that and he.
Like the way like Bradley and Jace Tate Austin probably hugged.
I don't know why that just made me get like weird right now, but yeah, maybe, I don't know. Anyway, so the way he hugged her was really great, and it's just, it was, he was very mature in that scene.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Also, going back to Mariana, the way she reacted,
that was cold-blooded.
Okay, but we as like adults know that like addiction is like a very like serious thing, mm-hmm. that like you was not just choosing to like have a drink. It's like a clinical medical problem that you can like get treatment for. Mm-hmm. That takes a while. Like Marianne hasn't lived with that yet. She doesn't know that.
I think that she'll come around. I think that there's going to be a moment where she wants to connect. And you know what? I really think that the key to that door is Matt. Mm-hmm. Because Matt is the one that got her to sort of be curious about her mom again. And, you know, obviously he has a really big influence over her. I mean, look at her hair. I mean, Esmeralda, the wig. Mm-hmm. Bye. She's back to brunette. Ooh. And that was a lot of Matt's doing.
I'm happy that Mariana told Lena that she wished that she came from her, which actually tripped me out because growing up, we had friends of ours that we didn't know, but they were adopted. And my mom found out, and she was telling me that one time the mom was talking to her and her son, and that she wasn't going to adopt him because this is going to sound horrible. I guess it was like he was kind of like an ugly baby, but there was something about him that she was like, I can't leave this baby here. Like, I have to take him. And that when he grew up, that he always used to cry to his mom, be like, I wish I came from you. I wish I came from you. So that's just crazy because that's real. Cause I was like, whoa, she said it. She said it in the show. Yeah. And it's true. And thank God, Lena. God, I love her. I also was saying that I'm obsessed with Lena's character right now. She's such an incredible mom.
Mother, woman.
Oh, just amazing. Ugh. And I'm happy that she comforted Mariana that way in saying that, because you carry your child in your heart for the rest of your life and just in your body for 9 months.
This is such like a, shall we say, like discovery of like Sherry Salm too. Like, she's done like things before this, but like, I don't know, her in this role is just so amazing.
Yeah, because she draws you in and you're just like, she always makes me cry.
Yeah.
I also think that her character is, we sort of saw it go through some change this episode, but I think that a lot of the B season is going to be about discovery with her, because she's really faced a lot of trauma this season. And, you know, I knew that the whole Frankie storyline wasn't going to be dissolved, because it's a huge issue. I mean, there's women, you know, that have suffered from miscarriages before and you know, premature delivery and all that stuff. And it's a huge scar that you carry with you for the rest of your life.
Absolutely.
And again, like, I agree with Steph when she told Mike, I feel like Lena is lost and she has no control over things, and this job is sort of the only thing she had control over, and she wanted to assert her control.
Absolutely. Which is unfortunate that Stephanie is being the way that she is about it right now, because, I mean, even if that's the case, then whatever. I know that she should be thinking about, Stephanie's probably thinking like, well, what about how are we going to take care of our family, money and everything else?
Money was already tight.
But at the same time, it's like, whatever. Someone, like, if Lena needs to be a parent, then let her be a parent. Like, it is what it is.
Oh, really? Because my side of it is like, okay, I agree with you.
But you need to think about the kids first.
Like, not you're being selfish, but like, let's find a way where you can be selfish, but we can still like afford to put food on the table for our 90 children.
Right. True.
Give or take 86. Right. I don't know. I just, it'll be interesting to see where that storyline goes, and also where the new principal we met. Mm-hmm. I feel like she's definitely going to be in the next part of the season.
She quit. I was going to say, because remember when me and Jeff had a comment saying that maybe the principal might be
gay.
And the only thing I got afraid of was like, oh my God, girl, you better not be hitting on Lena.
Oh yeah.
Stephanie
that
will
could
come
be like a Grey's Anatomy situation.
And that's what I was thinking, is that we've even seen something like that to break them, not break them up, but to go between them.
Right, we haven't.
Not that I think that
except
those characters
Sherry's
actually
ex,
do that.
Oh yeah, was, Sherry's ex.
But that was right. Whatever.
Yeah, it's just something about like the vibe that the new principal's giving off.
A little bit, right?
Also, she's wearing a button down. You know what that means?
What?
Just kidding.
I'm like, I don't know. What does it mean?
Well, let me tell you.
No, you know what? I think that it would be a great twist, and I don't know if this is actually going to happen, but wouldn't it be great if Sherry got a job with the foster care system?
Yeah.
Oh, it'd be incredible.
I think that they've put so much work into, you know, they've been dealing with it so much, and she's sort of looking to...
She has the experience, like maybe almost as a social worker? Or
well, yeah, to take a positive control over a child's life. And she has a little bit more, you know,
experience in life.
Exactly. I mean, she's an educator, and I don't know. Like, it might work out. It was just a thought that when she was when she quit, it was just a thought that ran through the back of my head, especially because now they're going to be dealing with all of this stuff with the paperwork with Callie and, you know,
I like that
the whole
a lot.
Mess.
Yeah. They know a lot of people in the system now.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't know. That might be the most logical sort of segue
right.
for her character.
At least with the children growing up now, like Brandon, Kelly, the older twins, can like take care of like Jude and like take them to school, mm-hmm. pack their lunches. Mm-hmm. They can like be that like parental figure if she does take a full-time job.
Yeah. I mean, listen, we all hope for the best for the family, obviously, because we are sort of attached to them in a weird way, as
of
most of you guys are.
Yeah, I love them. I'm super attached.
Yeah. Before we get off of this half of the family, though, I do have to bring up one moment with Jake. When sort of Haley was trying to dig her claws in harder with him while he was at the Girls United fundraiser, and he finally stood up for himself for the first time.
And I'm happy that he said... She wanted me to blow it off.
Yeah.
Good. Say it how it is, because that's exactly what she wanted.
I mean, I'm still disappointed that it took a tattoo for him to realize this, which, by the way, looks super infected. Gross. That does not look right. But yeah, I mean, I was proud of him to sort of do that because, you know, I think you guys know how I feel about Jesus, and I feel like he should be with Emma because she's a nice girl. Like,
absolutely.
10 points for the nice girl. Sorry.
It's interesting.
She's a better influence, too, and, like, he was doing better for himself when he was with Emma.
Yeah.
And what we've talked about before is that, like, she's not doing anything to, like, improve her image in the parents' eyes.
No, absolutely not. Yeah, yeah. Emma was perfect. She was, like, the dream girlfriend.
Mm-hmm.
So weird. Every time I see the Haley tattoo with the H... L.
Yeah.
Y.
Yeah.
I think of when Hillary Clinton signed my memoir that I bought of hers. H. L. L. Y.
All roads lead to Hillary.
And I'm like, wait, did he meet Hillary Clinton? Is that the deleted scenes? Roll tape.
Roll tape.
Yeah, I don't know.
Can we talk about Jude and Connor, please?
Oh, I think we
Johnner.
Have to.
Johnner. Thank you. Johnner forever. Somebody asked me if I shipped Johnner. This was before the touching was
not
announced.
Cood.
I was like, of course I ship Johnner. Of course I do. I ship Johnner in real life and on the TV show.
I love their hallway backpack chats.
Oh, I know.
Okay, so did it not break your heart when you see him with the cut on his face? I mean, we saw that because if you follow Gavin on Instagram, he tweeted that a long time ago.
Mm-hmm.
He tweeted that photo. So I looked back the other day and I was like, it must be the finale.
Yeah.
Since Bradley tweeted that Jude was going to reveal something big, he did give
but
that away in the middle of the week.
What we did.
Jeez.
I know. I was going to say, what do you guys think? I mean, I guess they could have just like...
It could have been anything from like...
Or maybe they snuck in... Okay. Probably they kissed or something like that. Or the only other thing I can think of is that maybe they snuck into the girls' tent.
That's a possibility, yeah.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of all the possibilities so we don't sort of pigeonhole him because
into, like,
Lena was
sexual.
Really big about talking about how Jude has not defined his sexuality yet.
Yes.
And although he sort of did a mini confession to his mom saying, like, we still don't know what went down. So it's like, oh, did they kiss? Was there touching? Like, but does it really matter? Because it doesn't really matter. And I think that's why we don't know about it. Because
the only thing that is important is that at the end of the day, I'm not attacking their sexuality. I'm saying, but they are like still young. Like,
yeah.
What the only point that I'll give Connor's dad is that he's right. I would never let my boy sleep in a tent with a girl. Because I don't want them to hook up.
How do you tell that to children who've, like we said, not yet, like, defined themselves?
Right.
And I think that, like, that's what Lena was stressing.
Yeah. Also, that's kind of, like, horrible, like, prejudice.
Well, there should just,
like,
be no hooking up, period. There should be no sexual activity.
But it's, like, an advanced prejudice being, like, you haven't come out of the closet yet, but just in case you are gay, we're going to take care of this now. And then if he is in the closet, he's thinking, like, oh, I'm already getting, like, bigoted.
And then you don't even know what to do. Right.
Yeah. I don't know. Just, like, it's not going to work. Also, like, how can you put up with other boys who, like, could also be gay?
Mm-hmm. I mean, it's discrimination.
Of course.
It is what it is. And, you know, I think that we don't know for a reason. I don't know if we'll ever know. I don't think it's really important to know what happened because something did happen.
Something did. Something serious. But also, they're so young that anything could have been serious from, like, they, like... I don't know, they, like, stole extra, like, cookies from, like, the jar and nobody got cookies the next night. Mm-hmm. You know, they, like, peed on the fire together and, like, saw each other as, like,
parts. But didn't he say something did happen between Connor and I in the tent? Isn't that what he said, those words?
We did do something in the tent. Here, the only reason why I think that it was something like that is because he, oh my God, my right leg is dead. Sorry.
I fell asleep?
Like, so bad I couldn't move it right now.
Hilarious.
So bad.
Sorry, what do you think happened?
No, I think that something did happen because he overheard why she quit. Meaning, he said, you shouldn't defend us. He wouldn't have said that because we stole cookies. Like, yeah. you shouldn't defend. Because he knows why she's defending him in which way.
Yeah. I just look back to things that I was, like, uber embarrassed about as a child, being like, nobody can ever find out. And I'm like, why did I care?
He also, like, sort of took it back. Like, I don't know if these are the exact words, so don't quote me, but I feel like he said to them, we did something wrong. Well, not wrong, but, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. Did you just fall?
I didn't fall. But my leg hurts so bad right now.
Don't worry about it.
God, girl, almost done. Almost done. Sit your booty down.
I have to stand.
Oh, you're going
to
stand. Okay.
Okay, but did Jude tell the moms at the party what it was?
Yeah, he said, well, he didn't say what it was. It, like, cut away before he did. But he said, we did something wrong. Not wrong, but... And I don't know if wrong is the word. I don't know if I'm missing the word, but he did...
That's very interesting.
He, like, went back and forth and questioned it because then I'm thinking to myself, like, that puts in my mind that it definitely was something romantic between him and Connor, and he doesn't want to, you know, he doesn't want to say that about himself.
Say that it's negative also.
Exactly. Right. Exactly.
That's interesting because when Hayden was here, we were talking about, like, defining his sexuality and how the producers had, like, no path that they were going down.
Exactly.
They're just, like, up in the air. Mm-hmm. Maybe they're deciding.
That's why it's so important to just, like, not focus on the gender, but, like, but their age and what they should be doing.
Yeah.
Meaning, like I said, like, I would, if my girl, if I had a daughter that hooked up with a boy on a camping trip at 13, I would be livid.
Yeah.
Because it's like, no, you can wait till high school or something later. Like, that's just, it's inappropriate, you know? They're just, it's more of that. And they're focusing too much on the gender. And that's why maybe they think that maybe it's okay because really they care more about boys and girls hooking up.
I don't know.
This is just messy.
It is. It's super messy. It's poor Jude. Jude, he's handling it so well, though. He's like, and he's checking in on Connor, making sure that Connor's doing okay. Yeah. That's the thing, though. When they were talking, he was like, well, I know what it's like. Connor was very boyfriendish.
Needy.
Looking out for... No, he was very... Like, he was taking care of Connor.
Yeah, oh. Jude was, yeah.
That's what I meant to say. Who did I say was?
Connor. It's my
I meant to say Jude was taking care of Connor. Yeah.
But also, Jude said they were talking about Haley and Jesus, mm-hmm. and he was like, Mariana said, well, Haley's just really needy, and Jude chimed in and was like, well, Connor's like that too sometimes.
Yeah.
Bet you didn't catch that, did ya?
I didn't.
Yeah. So, I don't know. I mean,
guys can be needy too.
Yeah. Listen, it's...
Oh, Jude's going to be the best boyfriend ever if he is.
But also, Lena said something interesting about, like, I'm not complaining as the vice principal. I'm complaining as a parent.
Right. Yeah.
I wonder if this is going to keep going back, being like, you can't discriminate against my son who is not, like, chosen or decided or figured out what he is yet. And if I wonder if she's going to be in the office a lot with this new principal. I don't know, man.
I don't know. There's so many things that they...
So
many
open ends.
So let's just recap all of the ... to be continued storylines. We have Sophia.
In the bathroom alone.
In the bathroom alone.
Okay.
We technically have Anna because what was going to happen after that? We didn't see... Stephanie never even said anything to him. The last scene was just her hugging him.
Right. I think that she'll definitely pop up, but I don't think she'll be like a main storyline.
Okay.
Also, though, that is like the biggest transformation that I never expected.
Yeah, me too.
Of Anna's character. It's great. Mm-hmm. Callie Brawley. Mm-hmm. Relationship.
OMG.
Robert Quinn adopting her, right? or not. Actually, legally, he does not have to adopt her.
Oh, right.
Right. Well, Lou and Brandon.
Right.
Right. I could see Lou like punching Callie in the face.
It's not up in the air, but it's exciting to see where Matt and Mariana go to.
Right.
Yes.
Right.
Also, I love how slow
the relationship's going.
Me too, because it's like better that way. I love it. And I love the way he approached her saying, you look like this blonde, but you're cuter. I was like, oh my God, kiss me
right
now.
He's got the moves.
Sweater, I liked it.
Yeah, I know.
Lena and Steph were sort of iffy. I know we really didn't really talk about them, but right. I guess Steph wasn't being as supportive as Lena wanted this whole entire episode.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So I'm curious to see how the dynamic is going to be flipped. And then obviously Johnner, we don't know what's happening with them.
Right.
There was this is a lot. Mm-hmm. We have to wait until January?
Yo, that's classic this show.
I know.
Like, oh my God.
End us with a hook.
I'm
excited. Well, at least we know that season B is going to be off the hook.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Drama. I'm so excited.
All right, speaking of season B, let's go to some predictions. Let's talk about it.
Okay.
Let's do the predictions.
And now, your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
I think that Jude and Connor will experiment, which is cool.
Oh, really?
I think they'll experiment. I don't think that Connor will end up being gay. Jude might be, but I think that they'll stay friends. Like, I think it's just really not going to be a big deal. I think everyone else is blowing it up to be a big deal. Unless Connor is, and then they end up dating, but...
Like, friends or not, or, like, breakups or not, or, like, friends or not, or anything else or not. Mm-hmm. I think that as creators and, like, show people, it's dangerous because they've probably fallen in love with... him as a person.
Right.
And they love having him around. They love having him on set. So it's like, how do we write this kid off the show that we like really enjoy having?
Right.
No, they don't have to. He's always going to be that school friend. That's the point. He's an important character.
But if that happens, then they can't like, I mean, I think they could.
I think that you could absolutely.
You know, you're right.
Why not? Eventually, that's what's going to happen in our generation, is that we'll experiment, and that's how you're going to figure out who you are.
Because
you're going to be comfortable with one thing and maybe just have fun doing the other, and then ultimately you'll decide. So that'll be one thing. I don't know. What is your... I don't know. I can't predict anything for Jesus.
I think that we're not going to see Girls United. I think that... this fundraiser raised enough money for them and
to be taken care of,
be able to have a house. Yeah.
Also, with Girls United, Rosie will be living in New York City during The View.
Yeah,
a little bit harder to get her.
Yeah, right. Yeah. She starts The View.
Scheduling wise.
So I am really excited for the Lou, Brandon,
and Callie
drama because let's be real, Lou is an emotional musician. Watch out for the wrath. That's all I have to say.
Right?
She already showed her bite. Already, she has a friggin' attitude.
I can see her fighting Callie.
Girl, channel it into a ballad. I want to hear it.
No, I think that she's going to get physical, honestly, because
she looks like that type.
Yeah, she looks
really?
Like...
Oh, really? I view her as more as like the keep it cool. Like, if you want him, go for it. It's not going to hurt me. I won't show my feelings.
Yeah, but she's like so dramatic, like the dramatic walk out. Like, okay, throw the music down.
Maybe not the physical, but she'll definitely say something in front of both of them, and she'll do like a low blow to hurt Callie.
Yeah.
And Callie will be like... Her face.
Do it again. Actually, Maya jokes about that. She always talks about her double chin. And she gets it.
Oh, yeah. I didn't mean to create one for that. Like, Maya just does this really, like, when she's angry, she does like a... She doesn't get angry. She just makes like a... a face.
How weird.
It's true, though. It's like the exact face.
You know, she turned 21 this weekend.
Holla! Call us, girl. We'll take you out.
LA. Yeah, but other than that, I'm like really invested in this whole Brawley thing. I'm excited for Johnner. Hopefully they figure things out between the two of them. It's sort of killing me. Like, I need to know what the deal is, but Brawley is the number one, especially because we leave them. They left us with this uber passionate kiss. Great.
God, they haven't kissed in so long. It was so good.
It was great.
I'm excited for more of the Mariana Matt. I think that's
going to be great too.
Nice relationship.
I bet that that's going to be think of a couple from a different show. DJ and what's his
Lois
face?
Lois and Clark.
DJ and Steve?
And Steve. That's what it's going to be.
Mario and Luigi.
For those of you who don't know, that's from Full House.
That's from Full House, but I think that Matt will be the reoccurring, like, boyfriend, because Mariana is not Haley or not Lou. Right. She doesn't jump around.
I agree.
A good girl.
Oh my gosh, and she's a virgin.
So we're going to see her lose her virginity in season V. Maybe. No, I doubt it. Maybe season three. Mariana's a good girl.
Yeah, it seems like it could be a nice, slow, stable relationship.
It will.
It'll be like a nice juxtaposition next to Jesus and Gemma.
Mm-hmm.
And Jaylee. Jaylee sandwich.
Jaylee.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, we've covered some, like, fairly predicty predictions in the actual
it's
show.
It's just hard. I feel like I need to process this. I might have some more predictions on Twitter tomorrow.
Do you think that Mike and Anna will date?
No.
Okay. He liked.
No.
They have something in common.
No. I don't.
Oh, wait. Danny. She'll definitely be back.
Oh, there's a trial.
That Beezy will
be
back.
The whole family has to find out. You're right. That's going to be dramatic. Wait, there's a lot of loose ends.
I know. Oh, this is going to be so good.
Guys, I can't take this. I'm going to miss you. I know. Mondays.
Oh, my God. You know, until then, we can listen to our EP. Someone's Little Sister.
Mm-hmm.
That, what a cool band name. How'd they come up with that?
Because
they're super hipsters.
I forget.
As my lip gloss goes flying across hipster. The table.
I don't know.
In high school, I wanted to have a hipster band called Hey Kid, That's My Bike.
Oh, my gosh. In high school, my friend's bike got jacked from
the house. Let's do it.
Okay, guys. We're going to talk about more about our band. And we are going to see you in January when the winter season begins. Until then, where can we find you on the social, guys?
Y'all can find me on Twitter at Stephanie Georgie, G-I-O-R-G-I, as well as on Vine. And then on Instagram at SteffiG47. And I'm on Virgin Territories now on Wednesday, so you can catch me there, too. I love you guys so much.
You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Jillian Leff. You can find me on Facebook at Jillian Leff Official. And I have a little bit of a hiatus until September. Return in September to cover ABC's How to Get Away with Murder. And in October, I'm on American Horror Story Freak Show.
But catch her spotlight on, because she
does those. Oh, yeah. Actually, I'm bringing in, if you guys watch MTV's Awkward, I have Bo Murkoff, a.k.a. Maddie McKibben, here tomorrow at 4:30. So be sure to check that out.
Oh, my word. Mm-hmm. And I do the social from Jeff Masters One. I also do all of our book reviews at Book Circle Online, so you could check that out if you like to read. And don't if you don't. All right, guys. We're going to see you in January. Have a great night.
Mwah. See ya.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
Bye!
The views expressed herein are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.